Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm Emma Greed, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Get to Brian Koziel here, host of Tee to Green, in a moment for the Open Championship. The weather today, you walk outside, if you are going to be outside early on, it might even be quarter zip weather. 57 degrees right now on the way to being 78 later today, but 57 right now. So, you know, a little chill in the air, the oppressive, humid, air you can wear we've had for a while, gone for a bit as we get into some cooler temperatures. Also, was yesterday yet another it's supposed to rain and it didn't? I feel maybe it's just my house.
It rained yesterday.
And not in my house.
It rained.
Where?
By me. I'm right down by you.
It rained at your house? It did not rain at my house.
It did not.
We live a mile apart. It did not rain at my house.
That's crazy. You're in a pocket.
I guess so.
You've got a bubble.
We're on the 12 straight days of, maybe some rain today, and I'll clean up and cover stuff in the backyard, and no rain. It rained yesterday, all right? It's news to me.
Yeah, I feel like it poured yesterday on me at my house. I was definitely out, maybe further from home, and it rained, for sure.
I went to the driving range. I was outside with the kids. I don't know. No rain. Not for us. I've got a special pocket, like you said. No rain pocket. Brian Koziel, host of Tee to Green, here on the Wester Hotline as we look into round two of the Open Championship. Brian, good morning. Round one was what? Take anything away from it? It was not exactly the Oakmont Challenge. It feels like these guys are going to be able to go low, and already today seeing some lower scores and some not-so-big surprises to see Scheffler in it and see DeChambeau out of it.
No, I think we talked about that yesterday, that Scheffler was coming in. He hasn't had an outstanding track record in this event, but I thought he would be right there, and he put himself in great position going into the first day, just one off the lead. So he's in a prime spot to, give himself a chance to win another major, and I didn't expect DeChambeau to really be a strong contender. Just because of how he plays, and he hasn't been able to adjust to kind of what you have to do at the Open, which is hit all sorts of different types of shots. I feel like he's very regimented in terms of how he wants to play, and it was a mess yesterday. But, I mean, overall, I thought there were a lot of big names that kind of rose up there. I mean, Scheffler was one off the lead. McIlroy's under par. Anybody that's under par has a great chance to win here. I mean, the leader going into the day was 4 under, and we now have a couple of players that are actually just one player, Brian Harman, who's a former champion of this event, at 5 under. So I think if you're under par right now, you totally have a case to win it. And obviously, most of these players either have their entire round or most of their round to go here. So I like the conditions. I like the way the course looked on TV. I think yesterday you got a little bit of what you like about the Open. All of a sudden, the announcer's like, oh, we're expecting maybe a shower to come. And then all of a sudden, it's like sideways rain for a half hour and the umbrellas are out. And, I like having a little bit of that at the Open because I feel like that always plays a factor into it. And the conditions change, too. The greens got slower because of the rain. The wind can adjust what you're going to have to do with your shot. So it had a whole bunch of little elements of all in one day of what I feel like I like watching about this championship.
Right now at Royal Portrush, the sun is shining. I can see shadows of players. So, the Open sometimes gets a reputation for always being cloudy and rainy, but right now it looks downright pleasant. And Justin Rose is in a T-shirt. So these players right now getting the benefit of better conditions, Forecast for the week, Ryan. Brian, is it more rain? Is it supposed to be, you know, your typical British Open for the most part?
I think it's supposed to have like a chance each day. From when I saw it yesterday, it was like 55% each day. And I think that's probably what we're going to see is what we saw a little bit of yesterday. Yeah, tomorrow 60%, Sunday 65%, and temps in the mid-60s. So I'm sure we're going to get, you know, it'll rain a little, then it'll be sunny, then it'll be cloudy, then it'll be windy. I think we'll get a little mixed bag of everything, which is okay. But nothing looks... There's nothing on the forecast that says like it's going to be a disaster or something that's going to stop play or anything. So I like it right now. Right now we are getting a lot of sun as I'm watching the coverage. So
I want to say like
that's good.
It's a very small point for the big golf fans. This might be the sunniest moment in Open Championship history that I'm watching right now. Really, like, here's Rory chipping and shadows everywhere and bright golden sunshine. So a nice development. Brian Koziol joining us on the Western Hotline, host of Tee to Green, and as we chat about the Open Championship here, the final major of the season. You know, Brian, the LIV crowd, I mean, no DeChambeau and, what, Rahm in the mix, I guess. As you look at the leaderboard, I see a few more no-names than I do see, you know, the rival tour.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. We go back and forth about is LIV making these guys worse is not the right statement. Is LIV preparing them for these big time events?
Is it dulling their blade? How
yeah,
about that?
I like the way you phrase that. Yeah, I think that's good. These guys have to come in and play in tough conditions for four straight days. And yesterday's rounds, by the way, the McIlroy's group yesterday with Justin Thomas and Tommy Fleetwood. Their round was nearly 6 hours. It was like 5 hours and 50-some minutes. So, I mean, it is a grind.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm Emma Grade, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Grade, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grade, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Out there, and you know, LIV is not set up for that. It's set up to be more of what they signed up for, which is maybe a little bit more easier. The shotgun start, you know, everybody is kind of playing at the same pace, and it's a little quicker, and it's only three rounds instead of four. It's not to say that Jon Rahm can't overcome that, or Bryson DeChambeau can't overcome that, but we've seen a lot of players just in general here since LIV started. Kind of, as you say, their blade is getting dulled. I mean, when's the last time Dustin Johnson has been relevant?
Yeah.
He was a player that was supposed to be great. When Cam Smith left, I mean,
he was up and coming. He was amazing.
He was, yeah, we were thinking like, oh my goodness, this is a top three player in the world. And not only, he hasn't even done anything on LIV necessarily, and even these majors that he is in, he hasn't been a factor in any of them. So, Again, I don't want to just jump and say, well, if you play LIV, you can't play well in the majors. But I feel like there's a lot of evidence now that the majority, and again, we can probably throw DeChambeau out and maybe a little lately with Rahm out, but overall, they don't step up in these events, no, even given the opportunity.
Brian Koziol on the Western Hotline. Brian, tell us what's going on with the Duster Challenge. I know that's coming up. It's something you guys at Tee to Green are a big part of, and it's a very important event locally.
Yeah, thanks. We actually have it tonight. It's our event is tonight, and it's sold out for another year, so we're happy. We have 108 putters going tonight at Glen Oak. I was actually over there yesterday with Jeff Metis. I actually... I think right before you had a lesson with him, we designed an 18-hole course with the superintendent over there, Matt Bush, and the one of the pros, Anthony Shiro, and we make an 18-hole putting course, and we get 108 golfers tonight, and we raise money for PGA Hope, which gives military veterans an opportunity to kind of adjust themselves back to coming back to being a normal citizen, and we do it through golf experiences, or also if they have any sort of disability that they need some sort of different equipment or help in order to aid to get them to enjoy golf again, that's where some of the funds also go to provide it. But we go from 108 golfers down to the top 16. We make a quote cut, and then we do mini nine-hole match plays, 1 versus 16, 2 versus 15, and so on. All the way to eventually a champion at the end of the night that we claim is Western New York's best putter. So we have lights at the end of the night, music going. Peter Gourmet is going to provide dinner for everybody, and it's going to be a great night, and weather looks perfect. So we're excited for that tonight. I know Bulldog and Owen are participating tonight. They're our WGR celebrities for this year, so we're happy to have them putting tonight. So, Owen, I hope you're ready to go. It's going to be fun.
Very good, Brian. Thanks very much. And Tee to Green tomorrow is...
Tee to Green tomorrow, we're at the at Niagara Falls Country Club in Lewiston. The final round of the Porter Cup's going on. If people want to go watch golf today, they can do so. Tee times start at 7:30 and run all the way through, I want to say, early afternoon. The men and the women are up there. Mostly top-level college players are playing in this event right now. But that's happening. This is the 66th edition for the men and the 12th edition for the women, and they're playing simultaneously. So if you go up there, you would see them all up on the course. But a lot of top players, players from Duke University, Notre Dame. I know Anthony DeLisanti, the New York State men's champion, amateur champion, is up there. He's playing as well from Valparaiso. So players from all over the country. And the course played super hard yesterday. There's only 4 players under par in the entire event. Yesterday was a tough day to golf, if anybody did, because of the wind. And that's what's happening. So today's round 3, and we'll be up there tomorrow before round 4. 2 hours, 7 and 9. We'll have some on the Porter Cup, and obviously a lot on the Open Championship as well.
Very good. Thanks, Brian.
Okay, guys. Have a great weekend.
Brian Koziol, he'll be on Tee to Green tomorrow, as you just heard. And the Duster Challenge tonight at Glen Oak. Bulldog, Owen, you guys are going to be out there. You're a team here, a two-man team. Know how this works with the Duster Challenge?
I think it's a solo situation where it's kind of I think I'm playing against him. I think I'm trying to beat
the
old man.
Who goes first? Who gives the old teach? Who gives the line?
I'll help him out if he needs it.
18-hole putting courses set up on giant practice greens are a ton of fun. They had one of those when I went out to play Pebble Beach, however many years ago. It was there's a little 9-hole course called The Hay. It's a Tiger Woods designed 9-hole course with the longest holes, like 105 yards. Some are 40 yards. It's a very casual but beautifully kept course. And they had an 18-hole putting course, really fun. A lot of, you know, it's a really good putting green. It's got enough, you know, undulations to give you an 18-hole course. So to everybody out there for today for the Duster Challenge, great cause, and you know, great to mention. 803-0550, 1-888-550-2550. Mike Williams retires. When we return, I've got the stat of the day on him. Stat of the day on Mike Williams, among other things. Chris Trapasso joins me at 8 o'clock as we dig into some Bills training camp preview stuff. First practice on the way Wednesday. TJ Sanders signed, and he'll be there on time, so all camp drama pushed aside. 803-0550 to join here on WGR.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed and Odyssey Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.